The silent witness of Caelvarn, the silent witness Caelvarn, stepped into the flickering torchlight of the ashen roads, the scent of damp earth and decay clinging to his boots like a shroud. He'd walked this stretch countless times before, but the skeletal trees looming above cast eerie silhouettes that never failed to unsettle him. This particular road, like all others in Everia, wore a thin veneer of civilization, but Cael knew better than most that such appearances were deceiving. A lone figure emerged from the darkness ahead, wrapped in a worn cloak with the emblem of House Valen emblazoned on its hem. "You're late," the figure said, voice laced with an air of quiet reprimand. Cael inclined his head in apology, eyes narrowing slightly as he took in the figure's features, the sharp jawline, the stern gaze. "I'm not one for punctuality, Sir Riker." Riker, a member of the Curators, was an ally Cael trusted implicitly. Together they'd navigated countless clandestine meetings to keep the balance within Everia. Theirs wasn't an easy walk, with both houses vying for influence and the Nightforge watching from the shadows. "Today's meeting isn't about timing," Riker said, his voice low. "The Queen requests your presence." Cael's expression remained neutral as he followed Riker through the winding paths of Ashen Roads, the weight of his own oaths bearing down on him like a physical chain. Secrecy was his currency, the less said, the better. As they walked, the trees grew taller, their branches interlaced above them like skeletal fingers. The meeting with the Queen took place in an antechamber deep within House Valen's stronghold. The air was heavy with the scent of old parchment and dust. She sat on a throne carved from black stone, her eyes piercing as she regarded Cael. "Caelvarn," she said, voice like the gentle lapping of waves against a shore. "There's been talk about your actions in Melos Draw." He inclined his head respectfully. The cost of his work was often misinterpreted by those who didn't understand or chose to see it differently. He'd walked where armies could not, into hearts, secrets, and judgments unspoken. The Queen's expression turned grave. "The Black Rose Order is expanding its reach. I fear they'll soon become a thorn in our side." Cael nodded, a familiar tension building within him. The balance was delicate. Too much pressure on one side would upset the scale, plunging Everia into chaos. "Their order of justice," he said finally, "is a facade. Mercy without limits is their undoing." He'd watched them, studied their every move, as he had with all who threatened the balance within Everia. In this world of shadowed intentions and veiled allegiances, Cael walked the razor's edge between correction and consequence. The Queen nodded in understanding, a silent testament to her own knowledge of these matters. "I fear we're running out of time. I need you to walk into their stronghold and silence one of their number." A weight settled on Cael's shoulders as he acknowledged the task. He'd walked where armies could not. Perhaps it was time to do so again. As they parted ways, Riker's hand clapped his shoulder in a gesture of solidarity, but it was a fleeting moment, lost in the silence that followed. The night air held its own quiet vigil as Caelvarn vanished into the shadows, his path lit only by the embers of the torches he'd extinguished on his way out. The streets of Nykhaven were always alive with a mixture of secrets and whispers, but tonight they seemed to hum with an undercurrent of unease. Cael navigated the narrow alleys with ease, his footsteps silent on the worn cobblestones as he made his way through the city's underworld. He'd been given no specific information about the target within the Black Rose Order, only a name, Ilara Vex. Cael had heard whispers of her, a former interrogator turned justice seeker, said to be ruthless in her pursuit of truth and unyielding in her convictions. If she was indeed one of those they needed silenced, it would not be an easy task. The Black Rose Order's stronghold was a labyrinth of twisted corridors and hidden chambers, its defenses as much a puzzle as its occupants. He reached the agreed-upon meeting point, a small tavern on the outskirts of Nykhaven, and slid onto a stool in the corner. Riker waited for him, a hood thrown back to reveal his sharp features in the firelight. "You're sure you can trust her?" Cael asked, low voice cutting through the din of the tavern. Riker's eyes flicked around the room before focusing back on Cael. "She's a Valen loyalist, through and through," he said quietly. "But even among our own ranks, allegiances are tested. If there's one person who can get you into the Order undetected, it's Alara Vex." He slid a small package across the table, a token of identification, Kale assumed. "Be cautious, you're walking into the belly of the beast." Kale took the package without comment, his mind already racing with scenarios. The tavern's patrons began to disperse, and Riker stood, his movements fluid as he melted back into the crowd. The Black Rose Order was not a place for lone wolves, but Kale had walked alone before, he knew the risks. With the token clutched in his hand, he set out toward Nykhaven's shadowed gates, ready to face whatever lay within the stronghold. As Kale walked, the darkness of Nykhaven's underbelly swallowed him whole. He navigated alleys and narrow passageways with ease, his senses heightened as he wove through the city's labyrinthine streets. The package in his hand felt heavy with a significance he couldn't quite define. It was both token and tool, a key to unlocking the gates of the Black Rose Order. The silence within him grew as he drew closer to the stronghold. Kale had faced foes more treacherous than any wall or guard, but the unyielding stone walls that loomed before him were his first barrier. He studied the structure's layout in his mind, mapping potential entry points and exit strategies. The token, a small, intricately carved wooden box adorned with the symbol of House Valen, would open doors, but it was up to Kale to determine which ones. He slid the token into his belt, feeling a subtle tug of weight as it settled against his skin. The wind picked up, whispering secrets in his ear as he walked, secrets that didn't belong to him, nor did they concern him. His focus narrowed, a razor's edge honed on the task at hand. Kaelvarn had walked into this stronghold before, he knew its secrets and its traps. He slowed his pace, observing the guards stationed along the walls, their faces obscured by shadows. Each one was a potential witness, a link in the chain of consequences that followed any action. He nodded to himself as he recognized the type of guard Valen employed: professional, efficient, but perhaps a little too eager to prove themselves. They would underestimate him at first, until his actions proved otherwise. A memory flickered, an old lesson from his mentor: in the game of shadows, silence was as vital as steel. Kale continued on, weaving between the guards with an air of quiet confidence that only came from experience. He didn't need stealth, he needed subtlety. He passed through a doorway, entering a grand hall lit by candelabras that cast flickering shadows on the walls. The air was thick with incense and the murmur of hushed conversations. Kale's eyes adjusted slowly to the dim light, taking in the figures gathered around him, Black Rose members, each one attuned to the subtle signs of power and loyalty that flowed through the order like a river. Alara Vex stood at the edge of the gathering, her gaze locked on him with an intensity that bordered on curiosity. A figure detached from the group, striding toward Kale with purpose. It was a woman with skin as pale as alabaster, her features chiseled from marble and set in a mask of determination. "Alara Vex," she said, voice husky from disuse. Her eyes flicked to the token at his belt, a hint of surprise crossing her face before she regained composure. "I trust this is a message from our patron." Her words dripped with an edge of wariness, but Kale detected a thread of genuine interest woven beneath. "You're as lovely as ever," he said, voice low and deliberate, "though I hadn't realized you were involved in the Order's operations." The response was calculated to disarm her defenses. He'd studied her background, knew she'd started within the Valen household as an interrogator. She must have been a formidable one, or else why would they send her to guide him into their stronghold? Ilara's gaze narrowed slightly, a flicker of tension playing across her features before she nodded curtly. "Let us speak in private. We can't afford to be seen together." Her hand extended toward the stairs leading up from the hall. Kale hesitated for an instant, weighing his next move, but it was a fraction of a second too long. Ilara's expression hardened as if anticipating his refusal, and he knew that wouldn't do. He took her offered arm, feeling the cool touch of her hand against his, a thread of electricity sparking through him that had nothing to do with magic and everything to do with human vulnerability. Ilara led him up a grand staircase, the candelabra's shadows dancing across her face like macabre puppets on strings. As they climbed, Kale's senses adjusted to the increasing opulence of the stronghold. The air thickened with incense, and he caught whiffs of sandalwood and myrrh, scents that seemed at odds with the stark brutality he associated with the Black Rose Order. At the top, a door hidden behind a tapestry swung open, revealing a small, lavishly decorated chamber. A fire crackled in the hearth, casting golden light on Alara's features as she gestured for him to enter. "Please," she said, her voice softer now that they were out of sight, "tell me what Riker hasn't." Kale stepped across the threshold, his eyes adjusting to the warm glow within. He took a seat in one of the plush chairs, the wood creaking softly beneath his weight. Ilara moved to the fire, using a poker to stir the flames before sitting across from him. Her gaze seemed to bore into his very soul, though Kale kept his expression neutral, masking any wariness. "I know why I'm here," he began, choosing his words carefully. "But I need to understand your role in this. What does Valen want with the information we're trying to acquire?" Ilara's eyes narrowed, her pupils shrinking to fine points as she leaned forward. For an instant, Kale thought he saw a flicker of something akin to fear, but it vanished, leaving behind a calculating intensity that made his gut twist. "Our patron," she said finally, voice dripping with a studied nonchalance, "is simply seeking balance in a world gone mad. You have knowledge we need. We're willing to offer you protection and a chance for redemption." The promise hung in the air like the scent of smoke on a winter breeze, its sincerity impossible to gauge. A chill crept up Kale's spine as he processed Alara's words, weighing the weight of her tone. He knew Valen's reputation. Their patron was a master strategist, capable of weaving webs that ensnared even the most vigilant prey. If this was a negotiation, then Kale needed to tread carefully lest he become just another pawn in the game. His gaze drifted toward the fire, where flames danced with an otherworldly light, reminding him of a long-ago night, one that had changed the course of his life and nearly his very soul. He pushed the memory aside, refocusing on Ilara, who watched him with an unnerving intensity. Kale leaned forward, a spark of defiance kindling within him, even as he tried to keep the flame contained. "You know I'm not one for grand gestures," he said finally, voice measured and controlled. "Tell me what you're offering and what you expect in return." The air in the chamber seemed to vibrate with unspoken tension, as Alara's eyes never left his, her gaze a physical presence that pressed against him like a summer storm on a parched landscape. Kale's fingers curled into fists in his lap, an unconscious gesture to suppress the restlessness growing within him. He'd walked into this stronghold expecting to navigate a maze of intrigue, but now it seemed he was trapped in a room with a reflection of his own darker impulses. "Implication," Ilara said finally, breaking the silence like a stone dropped into a still pond. Her words were measured, each syllable weighted as she settled back into her chair. "Your patron is one who's been watching the rise of the Red Hand closely. We believe you possess knowledge of their plans, information they're willing to trade for certain benefits." The emphasis on her last word sent a shiver down Kale's spine, an undercurrent he didn't fully understand. Kale's thoughts churned, assessing the web Ilara spun, though one thing was certain. Valen wanted something from him, and it wasn't just the knowledge they sought. He leaned back in his chair, trying to gauge the extent of her power within these walls, how much sway she held over their patron. "Go on," he said finally, voice even but with a hint of warning. Ilara's smile was as cold as alabaster, her eyes glinting like moonlight on broken glass. "You see, Kale Varn, you're not merely a skilled thief, you have a reputation for being flexible." Her hand fluttered up to her neck, brushing against the delicate silver chain that held the symbol of House Vex, a token he knew all too well. "We believe you can help us navigate the complex dance between the orders, perhaps even aid in the subtle manipulation of those who'd seek to do us harm." The room seemed to grow smaller, its walls closing in on Kale as Ilara's words dripped with an underlying menace. He recognized the language of his patron's people. They spoke of balance and redemption, but their true intentions were as slippery as a snake's skin. His mind racing with calculations, he leaned forward, voice taking on a note of curiosity. "And what makes you think I'm willing to dance with you?" Ilara's smile never wavered, but her gaze drifted away from his for an instant, a flicker of something like calculation in its place. "Because you have a choice," she said finally, voice as smooth as polished marble. "You see, Kale, the Red Hand is making moves that put everyone on edge. They are aggressive, reckless, and their influence is spreading. We believe if we can understand their plans, we may be able to prevent a larger conflict." Her eyes snapped back to his, the intensity within them almost palpable. "And you, with your unique skills, could help us do just that." Kale's mind whirled with the implications: Valen's interest in the Red Hand, their desire for balance, and now Alara's veiled hints about a larger conflict brewing. He'd heard whispers of a growing power vacuum within the city, orders jockeying for position as the current order of the White Rose waned. He'd thought it nothing more than rumor, but Alara's words placed him squarely in the middle of this game. "And what makes you think I'm the right person for this job?" he asked, voice dripping with skepticism. Ilara leaned forward, her movements economical and controlled, like a cat stalking prey. "Because, Kale Varn," she said, voice low and deliberate, "you've walked both sides of the line between light and darkness. Your reputation is that of a man who sees what others miss, and we believe you'll be willing to walk the fine line for us." Her words sent a shiver down his spine. He'd always prided himself on his ability to navigate the gray areas, but hearing it spoken aloud made him realize how closely he teetered on the edge. The fire in the hearth spat and crackled, casting an eerie glow over the room as Alara's gaze seemed to bore into Kale's very soul. "I'm willing to listen," he said finally, voice measured and cautious, though his mind was racing with questions. What did Valen truly want? And what lay behind their patron's willingness to do whatever it took to achieve balance? He leaned back in his chair, a gesture that felt almost like a surrender, yet left him far from convinced. The fire in the hearth spat and crackled, casting an eerie glow over the room as Alara's gaze seemed to bore into Kale's very soul. The air was heavy with unspoken tension, each word hanging like a challenge or a promise. "I'm willing to listen," he said finally, voice measured and cautious, though his mind was racing with questions. What did Valen truly want, and what lay behind their patron's willingness to do whatever it took to achieve balance? He leaned back in his chair, a gesture that felt almost like a surrender, yet left him far from convinced. Ilara's smile never wavered as she leaned forward, her movements economical and controlled. "I thought you'd see things our way," she said, her voice dripping with an undercurrent of expectation. Kale detected the faintest hint of a threat beneath the words, that he would either come to agree with them or face the consequences. He shifted his weight in the chair, trying not to let his unease show. The room's silence stretched out like a thread pulled taut between them, each moment ticking by with an almost palpable weight. Ilara's eyes never left his, their intensity drawing him in like a moth to flame. Finally, she leaned back in her chair, her movements fluid and unhurried. "I think we can come to an understanding," she said, voice dripping with honey, though Kale sensed the sting of venom beneath. As she spoke, Kale's thoughts continued to whirl, weighing the pros and cons of allying himself with Valen's agents. What did they truly want? And what was he willing to sacrifice in return for their protection and information? The more he thought about it, the more he felt like a pawn in a game he didn't fully comprehend. "I'll need to see proof," Kale said finally, breaking the silence that had grown oppressive between them. "Of Valen's interest, of your patron's willingness to aid me." Ilara's eyes narrowed, her expression unreadable as she seemed to weigh his words. For a moment, he thought he saw a flicker of annoyance, but it vanished, leaving behind an implacable mask. "Very well," she said finally, her voice dripping with a studied nonchalance. "I think that can be arranged." As she spoke, she rose from her chair, the movement fluid and economical. "Let me go speak to our patron," I'm sure they'll want to meet you in person." With those words, Ilara turned, gliding across the room like a specter, leaving Kale feeling both relieved and uneasy. He was unsure what he'd just stepped into, but he knew one thing for certain: his life had changed forever. The door behind Ilara swung open, creaking softly as she disappeared through it. The fire crackled on, casting flickering shadows on the walls as Kale sat alone in the silence, his mind racing with questions and doubts. How far would he sink to gain what he wanted?